Byrne and Charlie McCarthy. With Ray Noble and his orchestra, Joan Merrill, Professor Irwin Corey, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and Charlie's special guest, Mr. Don Amici.
Well, Charlie, look who's here, our old friend Don Amici.
Hello, Charlie. Welcome back from New York.
Oh, thank you. Gee, I'm glad to see you.
Well, I'm glad to see you, too.
Yeah, glad to see you, too.
Yes, so am I glad to see you.
Yeah, well, now that the preliminary lying is over, let's buckle down to a real good fight, huh?
You know, Don, we had Jim Amici with us in New York.
Yes. See, there is a nice fella, Don.
Isn't he a nice fella?
That Jim is a fine fella.
I think so, too.
How could a character like you have such a nice son?
What do you mean, son?
Yes?
He's my brother.
You don't say.
Well, I do say.
No. Well, he seems so much... never mind. So you're actually brothers.
Why, certainly we're brothers. Distant brothers.
Oh, distant
brothers. He's in New York and I'm out here.
I get it. Son never steps on an issue.
Say, you know, this is just like old home week. Same old gang.
Same old gang, Don.
Yes.
Well, Edgar, I haven't met Mr. Amici.
Oh, of course not. Don, this is Joan Merrill.
Well, how do you do?
Oh, Mr. Amici. Really, Don Amici.
Oh, Miss Merrill, I think you have just a simply lovely voice.
Oh, thank you, Don. And I think you're just wonderful in pictures.
Well, thank you very much, very much.
All right, thank you, Don. Thank you. Miss Merrill will now swoon. Is you is or is you ain't, my baby? This is a bottle.
I see.
It's a very rare bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Handed down from one shelf to the other.
Well, I must say, it's the most unusual specimen of glass blowing I've ever seen.
Thank you. Where did you get it? Well, if you must know, I bought a glass blowing set in New York.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Then you blew that glass bottle yourself?
Uh-huh. Well, yes, sir. I cannot tell a lie. No. I did it with me Bunsen burner.
Yes.
I blew two bottles, a finger bowl, and then I blew a gasket.
I see.
And I quit.
Well, tell me, Charlie. Now, of course, I don't want you to reveal any of your secrets, but how did you get all those little bumps, that hobnailed effect, all over the bottle there?
Well, I'll tell you how I did it, Burgess.
Yes.
You see, when I was blowing it,
mm-hmm.
I got the hiccup.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Now, if you'll excuse me a moment while I talk to Mr. Noble.
Charlie, you're not thinking of selling this piece of glass array, are you?
Well, certainly. He's a collector.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I'll tell him it's an antique. That'll bring the price up.
Well, Charlie, no. No, you must not misrepresent.
No?
No.
Well, I can say it's the only piece of its kind.
Yes, you can say that. That would be true.
I'll say that.
Yes.
If I don't misrepresent you, you won't create a deal, will you, Burgess?
No, I won't create a deal.
No.
As long as you tell the truth.
Well, it's a handicap, but I'll take a crack at it.
Yes. But if you start misrepresenting...
Yeah?
Yes.
What then?
Well, then I'm going to give you a signal.
Yeah?
Yes.
Signal.
Yes. I'll say dinky die.
Dinky die?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, that means stick to the truth.
Dinky die, stick to the truth.
Yes.
Dinky die.
Yes.
Okie dokie.
Yes, all right.
Oh, Mr. Noble, I'm afraid that dinky guy is going to be restrained to trade.
No. Hello, Charlie. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a bottle here, Mr. Noble, and if you know glass, I won't have to say any more. I'll be cooked.
Well, let me have a look at that, Charlie.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, is it an antique?
Oh, brother. They don't make them any antiquer than this.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. Well, what period is it?
Oh, this goes way back.
Dinky die.
It's the period of about...
Yes?
Oh, it's the period of...
Dinky die period.
No.
Now, look here, Edgar. That's all very well. All the boy's trying to do is to tell me about this glass. Now, why are you confusing him?
Well, all I said was dinky die.
Yes, I know. But if you know anything about glass, which I'm sure you don't,
oh.
You know there's no such period as dinky die.
Well...
And, Bergen, let me tell you that collecting rare glass is a hobby that few enjoy.
I get the insinuation, thank you.
It's a hobby that few are capable of enjoying.
Yes.
And I'm afraid, frankly, that you're not one of the few.
Oh, is that so? Well, aren't you the one?
Yes, I happen to know something.
I think you've gone just about far enough with that, young man.
Let me tell you.
Don't kill the sale, Bergen. All right, I won't. Don't worry, John. Ray, I just happen to know a little more about this piece of glass than you do.
I doubt it.
And all I can say that is if Charlie will let you have this ancient piece at any price, you're lucky.
Ancient?
Yes.
Really? Do you mean to tell me that it's hundreds of years old?
Hundreds of years? It's thousands old.
Dinky die, Bergen. Dinky die.
Several thousands of years.
Several thousands.
Dinky die.
Oh, nuts to dinky die.
Yes, okay. Yes. Nuts to dinky die. Now we can work. That changes the picture.
All right.
Must say,
Charlie and I have traced this bottle back as far as the Ming Dynasty, haven't we, Charlie?
At least.
Yes.
Even before the soybean era.
Really?
With subgun.
All right. Too much. Charlie, you've got to let me have that bottle.
Well.
Let me see. I'll give you... Oh, Charlie, please. I'll give you $300.
Oh, well, sold. No, not enough.
What? Not enough?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see it again.
Yes. Well, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
A lovely thing.
Isn't it? Yes.
Latest thing in ancient.
Yes. It certainly is a most unusual design.
It has that.
Now, what kind of shape would you call it?
Oh, it's a sort of a rectangular purple.
Yes. It has a sort of rectangular look about it.
Yes.
All right, boys. Well, what's your price?
Well, you being a friend of mine, Noble, I'll let you have it for $500.
No, sir, Charlie.
$200?
No. Not a penny less than $600.
$600?
Yes. Give me the bottle.
No, you let me have the bottle.
Let me have the bottle, Charlie.
No. I'll hold the bottle. Oh. There goes Stinky Dye.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we had it coming to us, didn't we?
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, all I can say is I was practically a rich man before the crash.
What a difference.
I would like your honest opinion of this tutor that I hired for Charlie.
Oh, yes. Well, I tell you, Edgar, supposing you let me ask him a few questions.
Oh, good.
You see, I'll soon deduce whether or not he knows his stuff. Call him over,
boy. Yes, I'll do that. Professor.
Yes.
Professor, you remember Ray Noble.
Oh, yes.
This is Professor Irwin Corey, world's foremost authority.
Oh. How do you do, Professor? I'd like to know your impressions of Hollywood. I mean, you being fresh from New York.
Well, New York and Hollywood are practically in two different places.
Definitely right, old boy. Definitely right.
Of course. You can say what you want about Hollywood.
And the people in the East usually do, I've noticed.
Professor, how do you feel about the famous California climate?
Oh, I do love the great outdoors. But I'd like it more if we can get it in the house.
Oh, then, Professor, if we can take it, then you're glad that you came west.
Of course. Of course. When Mr. McBurgin insisted that I come out here. You did ask him, didn't you?
Well, yes. Yeah.
Well, when he asked me to come and join the other permanent guest, I was at first greatly tempted to. So here I am. Financially, of course.
But, Professor, tell me, it's a great deal more difficult to get around in New York, though, isn't it?
Not. Any taxi driver will tell you where to go. And they usually do. You see, in New York, you will find that each street runs exactly parallel to the ground. And goes directly. And then it stops. Just allowing for closed ventilation. Unlike the streets out here, which goes and goes and keeps going and going. Wait, this is getting deep too far. Especially. Now that I've cleaned up the streets. But traveling due east in Manhattan, that is west for those people who are stuck in the place, we may cross the bridge to Brooklyn. So many people made this mistake. So let us just roll up the avenue and observe the people as they walk up and down. You will notice that half of these people are women. The other half you won't notice. But perhaps the greatest tribute that was ever... No, perhaps not. But still another poet was moved to write of this very scene. Those immemorable lines. Those lines that I shall never forget as long as I can remember. He wrote... Later, the same poet moved to California, of course. And now he is doing work in the fields of lettuce and broccoli and spinach. And so, goodbye to the gay Rialto. Farewell, Herald Square. Greetings from the land of sunshine and light. I like it here. I like it fine. But the nights are getting colder. So won't somebody, please send me that dear little three-room apartment of mine. I thank you.
Well, thank you, Professor. Well, Ray, what do you think? Will he be good for Charlie?
Well, I tell you, I think, of course, naturally, like everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, the point is, it's so frightfully moot to the average person.
Yes, yes. Well, that makes me feel a lot better. Joan Merrill, with the assistance of Ray Noble, give us the unusual treat of a sleigh ride in July.
Don, this may come as a complete surprise, but I brought you a present.
Oh, Charlie, a present for me all the way from New York?
No, I got it in Albuquerque.
Oh. Well, you know, Charlie, no matter what I think of you, I can't help but like you.
Yeah, well, I feel the same way about you.
Well, thank you.
Oh, we have had a lot of fun together, haven't
oh,
we?
Oh, I should say we have, Charlie. Say, remember when I used to do that character Gazzola on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, my, that was funny.
Well, that's maybe just an opinion there. It was corny, but amusing. You think that was funny? How about the time I tried to sell you those tickets, though?
Yeah.
That was funny.
When was that?
Don't you remember? I was yelling there, hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right up, folks, and get your tickets here.
Hey, you. What kind of tickets you got here? Hmm? Got some sweepstakes tickets?
Well, hello, Mr. Gazzola.
Oh, no, Charlie.
Old pal Gazzola. Sort of ever was one. Would you like to see a circus?
A circus? Oh, that's a good. Tell me, you got any trained hippopotamus here?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got a whole flock of rhino monstrosities, too.
Oh, yeah.
And a herd of elephants.
Oh, sure, a herd of elephants.
Yeah.
I've seen them, too.
Yeah.
Tell me, you got some tickets to sell?
Are you buying?
You sell them and I buy them.
You buy them, I sell them. No reason why we can't do business.
Tell me, how much is the tickets? Is $48 dispensable?
Oh, just a dime.
Oh, well, that's all right. I'll take the wife and the bambino. I'll buy three tickets.
Three tickets?
Yes.
Sir, three tickets, yeah. Just happen to have three left. Last three.
Oh, well, I'm a pretty lucky guy, eh?
Oh, you certainly are, yeah. You couldn't use 100, could you?
No. I don't want you two to be short, Charlie. Yeah. I'm going to take three tickets here. Just $1.
Thanks, Gazzola. And here's your three tickets. Goodbye,
Charlie. Hey, wait a minute,
Charlie.
Where's my change?
Change?
Yes.
Oh, superstitious, huh? Well, our motto is the customer is always right if he's bigger than you are here.
Oh.
Well, here's your change. 20, 30, 40 cents. Goodbye, Charlie.
Charlie, hold your horse ready, Charlie. You're giving me the wrong change.
No, too much, huh? Yeah.
No. You're not giving me enough.
No?
I give you $1. You only give me back 40 cents.
Oh, well, three tickets are only 30 cents. I guess I gave you a dime too much, didn't I?
No, Charlie. 30 cents from a dollar? Well, let's see. One on the train.
Yes,
well,
16.
The Thunder
Room.
You through yet?
No, yeah.
Comes out 70 cents the way I figure.
Yeah, that's the way you figure.
Yes.
Of course, you're entitled to your own opinion, but how do you figure?
Well, I figure in Italian.
Well, there you are. You forgot the rate of exchange.
Well, never mind. All I know is that the 70 cents is what's coming to me.
Well, what did I give you?
You've given me 40 cents.
All right, 40 cents. And the tickets are 30 cents. 30 and 40 makes 70 cents. What are you kicking about, isn't it?
Wait a minute. 30 and 40... Dorian, 70. By Jimmy Kagan, you're right.
Yeah.
How we got this all mixed up?
Hey,
wait a minute now. Dorian, 40. That's the 70. You're right.
Yeah, I am.
You're right.
I wonder if I cheated myself.
Yes, you're right.
Well,
but Charlie, look.
Huh?
Well, just one thing here. It says, and this is a secret.
Yeah.
P, hey, heads, and heads.
Yeah.
Fast. That means it's a free ticket, isn't it?
Free ticket?
Yeah.
You paid for it, didn't you?
Yes, I paid for it, all right, yeah.
Well, then it's not a free ticket, and don't let anybody tell you it is.
Well, I guess that's the right, too, right?
Yeah. Obviously.
Hey, Charlie, wait a minute, Charlie. One more thing here.
What's the matter?
This ticket that says admit one for July 4th.
That's a good day for holidays.
July 4th. Let's see. June, July, September, November.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's too bad you missed it, Gazzola.
It was good, huh?
Oh, it was a great show.
Oh, it was really good, Charlie.
Sit down, I'll tell you.
All right, I want to listen. Go ahead.
They had a bearded lady, you know? And then there was a fat man. And then they had one of those...
June, July, and September.
Clowns.
Charlie, I still think you're giving me the wrong change.
No.
Thank you.
It Could Happen to You, Joan Merrill and Ray Noble.
Hide your heart from pain. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.